Okay, and suppose you opened a, filled up a bottle, and you'd want to stick something in it so that the liquid wouldn't come out.
Stick a cork in.
Okay. What would the cork be made of?
Cork.
Have you ever seen anything made of glass? Maybe that you stick down there?
Yeah, a glass. In other words, a...
Yeah.
Well, sort of like...
Uh-huh.
Like that one up there.
Would you call that a...
Like that.
A cork, too? I mean, even if it was made of glass?
Cork.
You know, I don't know what I'd call it, really.
You know.
What you're familiar with is just a stopper. Made of...
It's just a bottle stopper, in other words.
Stop.
Okay.
It's a bottle stopper.
You know of a musical instrument that you...
French harp. Or harmonica.
Okay.
French.
What about something that goes like this?
Juice harp. Are they juice harps?
Okay. Do you ever remember?
Just seen, pictures of them.
Yeah. Something that you... pound nails with would be a
hammer.
Okay. And if you had a wagon and two horses, you know that long wooden piece that comes between the two horses?
The tongue.
Okay. And a horse and a buggy, you'd, when you're going to hitch him up, you'd back him in between the...
The staves?
Okay.
Staves, then.
Do you remember having horses?
I'm not real familiar with buggies, but I have seen a few. And we did have that little cart, you know, that I said, we had the genie and the cart.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like a buggy that it had these two staves is all I think of. And you back that genie between those to harness him up. So I'm kind of familiar with it a little bit.
Yeah. Mainly just the children. Had the genie?
Yeah, my brother bought him for about $25. It was his genie. And he was stubborn as a mule. So it was mostly a plaything kind of.
Yeah.
And we would ride it. And anytime anybody came, any neighbors came, they wanted to ride the thing, which we'd get tired of him because he was stubborn. And just as soon as you'd get on him to ride him, he'd head for the clothesline. And so when he'd run the clothesline, he'd just nearly strangle you back. He was mean. He was.
You know, on a wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you know, you'd have the hub. Then
the spokes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the spokes fit into the... What?
The rim.
Okay. And then, what, is the rim the part that touches the ground, or do you have something over the rim?
Well, there's a wooden piece, that goes around like that, and then it's actually covered with a steel rim.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outside rim, it's a steel piece.
You call both parts the rim, then?
That's all I know. Just the rim.
Have you ever heard of a felly or feller?
No.
I'm talking about a wagon wheel?
No. Not familiar with that.
Let's see. It's something that the spokes fit into or something. I'm not...
I really don't... Nothing comes to my mind, really, that I can think of.
Yeah. Okay, say if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, then... The thing that the traces are hooked onto is the
single tree.
Uh-huh. And if you have two horses...
Double. It's a double tree.
Okay. And, say if there was a tree limb in the road, it was too big for you to